Baltimore Ballet is celebrating 15 years with a gala performance on Saturday, May 9th, 4 p.m. at Goucher College's Krausar Auditorium. Jen Kotbus, Baltimore Ballet's artistic director, joins me to talk about the performance. So when you're putting together an event like this, what's your process? What's your focus?
First of all, I would like to thank you very much for having me here today, Kati. I'm as excited and as passionate as when I started 15 years ago in the year 2000, and I'm very fortunate to see this organization and school rise up to become the Baltimore's premier center for dance education and performance since then. It always ends up being like a puzzle piece to me because, as you mentioned, you know, like a gala spectacular at this stage, at this level, is really very hard to put together. It always ends up being fun. And I think that, you know, like with every year, I get a hold on to it a little better, and then it's more organized in a sense. But I'm also very fortunate to bring back some performances who had performed also in the past with us, because that was, in a way, you know, for this celebration, that was one of my goals, to be able to put together a cast that had been here before with us. Well, it was so nice to see all of those dancers grow up to become, they were spectacular artists back then, but now they are really becoming well-known names in the whole country. And this is really a performance not to be missed.
And who are your dancers and what are they dancing?
I try to make a beautiful bouquet of diverse choreography. The dancers who will be dancing will be, of course, myself and Valeria Ivlieva, who had been with us for many years now. Then there is a wonderful couple, Joseph Michael Gary and Adieris Santana. So they will be doing Swan Lake, Black Swan Pa. Then, of course, we're going to have Aaron Smythe, who had been with us before, and Cara Gary. They are both principals with Joffrey Ballet, and they will be dancing Don Quixote Pa. And they will also be dancing a beautiful choreography called Rendezvous, and that's going to be a contemporary dance. I will dance with Valeria Ivlieva, the man I love. That's my choreography. I also try to, you know, like tie the whole program together with, of course, classical dancing and some of my choreography that had been performed in the past. We will have Miko Fogarty. She was also one of the six dancers featured in the ballet documentary First Position, and she will be dancing again from Don Quixote Dulcinea variation, and also my choreography, The Cuckoo Bird. I love that piece, and she's going to look fantastic in it. And there will also be three of my senior dancers who will be performing Steam Heat, and that's also a choreography that I have done many years ago. So there's a little bit of everything.
And then that will be followed by dancers from the school.
Yes.
So when you see these dancers dance from the school, I mean, how does that make you feel?
Very proud. Putting up a production like this is, of course, you know, is making me very proud too. But especially dancers who came from the school and then who became company members, that's just rewarding, and it makes you feel very proud.
And speaking of rewarding, in the 15 years of the life of Baltimore Ballet, what have been some of the highlights for you?
I take it one day at a time. I mean, I'm one of the, I think, fortunate people in this world who truly does what he loves to do. So going through this experience every day for me is very rewarding. But in the meantime, seeing dancers grow up to become great artists, meeting people we have already shared moments with again and again. Also, the beautiful support of the of our audience. It's just, for me, it sums up the rewards that I received.
15 years is a milestone. How do you account for the success of Baltimore Ballet?
Baltimore Ballet has a reputation of showing the public that they continue to do what they do best. Although in many ways it's great to create a new audience, It's also great to be able to draw back or satisfy the existing audience that who are actually, I call them more educated audience, and to be able to depend on this audience and then also give them what they are looking for.
So there's some trust.
There is trust, and I hope that there's also joy. That's very important.
Well, congratulations on 15 years.
Well, thank you very much. And it's always a pleasure to be here, Kati. I'm looking forward to having many more years to come.
Jim Katbas, Baltimore Ballet's artistic director, has been speaking with me about the 15th year anniversary gala performance on Saturday, May 9th, 4 p.m. at Goucher College's Krausar Auditorium. For tickets and information, the website is baltimoreballet.com. And the phone number is 410-667-7974.